Yeah, what?
Hello, I think you're a little too young for this. Perhaps I could talk to your mother.
It's been 72 years since there was a total eclipse in the UK, but on August the 11th we had another one, and it was the last for the whole of the millennium. Bit of an event, so I thought I'd make a reality radio out of it.
So, it's morning of the eclipse, August the 11th, 1999. There's not been an eclipse in England
72 years.
I think they should have declared today a national holiday. They should have done.
Just to like make a Bebbington comment, no one seems to notice that it's happening.
I know, yeah.
Everyone's at work with their normal life.
I was looking out the window, but it's not like you can look up at the sun and go, oh look, there's the sun missing. I mean, I can just, if I really, really squint and then look up just dead quick and then look back, you know, if you blink like that, didn't really work. Looking at the sun's not really the best idea, but we're on our way to the shop, and we're going to buy some of those crappy little sunglasses. And then we'll sit on the roof wearing them, because then we won't be seen looking ridiculous. Okay, we're in the supermarket and we're looking for these things. I don't know where they are, to be honest.
Maybe we should ask somebody.
Let's go down here. Yeah, let's ask this lady.
You know the batteries?
Oh god. Oh. Not that many people
told
asking.
You. That's bad.
Sorry.
This is a complete long shot, but I don't suppose you've got any of those.
No.
No.
You don't even need to say it, do you?
I've had about 7 people in the last few minutes.
Yeah, alright, yeah. Right. Great. Cheers. See you later. It's gonna itch and burn and sting. Well, this is preparation, 72 years, and how did we prepare?
What, 15 minutes away?
Yeah, we gave it 10 minutes of preparation. We had 72 years to do this. 72 years, and we, you know, all of us managed to just go, it's not important, let's not worry about it. What about tin foil? Yeah, what about if we try and make our own?
Some green bottles.
Green bottle. Pricey, what's the difference? How is looking through green bottles going to help? The opticians in England after this, in fact opticians all around the line of the eclipse, are going to make a killing because loads of people are going to damage their eyes. Lots of people who believe that for some reason they are immune to sun rays are going to just go, it's alright mate if you squint, and they're going to squint at the sun and then go, god, that was a great eclipse, and it's going to be like the last thing they ever see properly.
Well, they could just try to put the sunblock in their eyes.
Sunblocking, right? So you know some idiot is going to do that.
So you would have thought that one of the national newspapers would have put those special little sunglasses free inside on that day. You know, they would have sold loads more, their circulation would have gone up for the day, and they would have been the heroes. But no, none of them thought about doing that. So we had to walk back to my house disappointed, and then clamber out onto the roof and think of alternative options.
Pass one of those CDs over to me. I've got a theory.
This works really well, look. I'm really impressed with my pinhole thing. Oh, that works really well. If you put it right on your eye.
Oh, yes.
You got more of them?
Go look. We need to go get some more of them.
Well, more to the point. What's on it?
Oh, wow, we're on the roof.
Stuff it up.
Right, well, we found our own solution to viewing the eclipse.
All you need to do is put two CDs over your eyes.
Please, it's actually nearly all the way over now.
Oh, wow, you can see it. Oh, how cool is that?
So our solution here is broken Sony CDs that we're all looking through. It's very cool actually. Why is that chimney so big? That's very unnecessary. Please.
It looks cool.
It's a waste of brickage.
When they built this, they weren't worried about brickage. No. They had loads of brickage.
Now, where did they get all this clay from? If we took all this clay out of the ground to make bricks, what happened to the clay in the ground? Geezer down there just mowing.
Don't work!
Look, Clint!
But he works for council.
Yeah, he does, probably.
Yeah, why is he not on his like all-day roof breaker?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, stop. Thank you. Just look up now, but squint. Yeah, don't worry about your eyes. You're a scouser. It doesn't matter. You're the devil in me. I brought it from the car.
There you go.
Yeah, we still got a good. I reckon we still got a good few minutes. So is it going to move across and then on the other side? It moves back.
Well, no. It can't.
Yeah,
it
just stops and goes back.
No, it doesn't
yard at me. Moves back. The moon today changed direction.
Boys, look, that is a lot better now.
I can't see it.
Look at that, that's loads better.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, wow.
That's as dark as we're going to get it, I think.
I reckon.
Well, look at that.
Right, so we're sitting here on the roof in Bemington, and nobody in the whole of Merseyside, which we can see from here, cares. Nobody gives a toss about the fact that there's an eclipse. Listen, cars driving around, some bus full of people.
It is full of people.
No one's looking out the window. Nobody cares. I thought the neighbours had come out of their house to watch
no,
it.
No, they just came out to see why we were sat on the roof.
That's it, lads. It's gone because we've got more of the sun showing now. That was it. Well, so that was the solar eclipse.
Skis get the pub. It's been a fight.
Middle of the day.
Exactly. It was far more productive work-wise.
Have you got a drinks problem?
No, not anymore. That's gone.
Did you have a drinks problem?
Oh yes.
Was that because of university?
I think so.
Was that because of pressure or love life?
I think we'll blame university. In fact, it was free.
It was free.
Well, yeah, I worked and earned beer and drank it.
You earned beer. Oh, tell us about this. You earned beer.
Yeah, working for the Technical Services Committee.
Where's the morals in this? This is like promoting alcoholism in England. This is
a reality radio exclusive.
Pricey, reveal to us this terrible story about how you were exploited for alcohol. Tell us about this.
We weren't exploited. We were volunteers.
Yeah, but you were not paid money. What were you paid?
We were volunteering.
Yeah, but you weren't. Oh. Look, that doesn't matter. It's still something that we should talk about.
We were paid beer.
You were paid beer. But you must have been paid handsomely if you had a drinks problem with it.
Well, four cans a time, four events a week. That's 16 cans. Drink that in a night.
You drank 16 cans in a night. I probably don't even drink. I've probably never drunk 16 cans in my life. No, maybe
yes,
I've done.
You were there.
Maybe I did 16.
How much did you drink that night?
What night?
That night in Sheffield.
What? The pricey weekender?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I did drink quite. No, that's right. I did drink quite a lot, but I didn't get very drunk, did I?
Yeah, we were drinking girls' drinks then.
So that was it. We came in off the roof and carried on the day as normal. Like I say, I think that a lot of people in Bebington didn't even notice there'd been an eclipse. It didn't really get noticeably dark. But Will, you were in Herefordshire at a client's and you say it did get dark.
Yeah, it was a little overcast, but it went pretty dark, like it was about to have a thunderstorm. And it was quite an amazing experience, really.
Now, a lot of people on the news said that it was an emotional experience. Did you feel any of that emotion? Because I certainly didn't.
No, it wasn't emotion, but it did make you feel very small and insignificant.
Now, my long-time friend from Essex, Daryl Weaver, went to Cornwall, which was supposedly the best place in the country to get a view of the eclipse. So I spoke to him later on the phone and I asked him how it was for him.
Well, it was very cloudy. We couldn't actually see the sun. It was very bright, right up till the actual total eclipse. And then just before total eclipse, it started to get very dark. I mean, it gradually got darker, but it was pretty light. And then all of a sudden, went very, very dark. And then went light again 2 minutes later. And it came up very light, quite quickly. It was quite stunning how quickly it went dark and how quickly it got light, considering that you normally assume it's a very gradual process. And it gradually gets a lot darker. But it wasn't like that at all. It was as dark as a rain cloud. But we could tell that it was getting a little bit darker, and then suddenly it went very, very dark.
What, like night?
It was almost like night. It wasn't quite, because what was odd about it was the fact that on the horizon, because we were at the beach, we could see out to sea, and on the horizon it was still light, but where you were was completely dark. It didn't last very long. It was about, I think it was 2 minutes or something.
So that was it for the total eclipse. There's not actually going to be another one for 90 years in the UK. I think there's going to be a one in a couple of years in South Africa. But I don't think I'm going to be rushing off to see that one. Anyway, that's it for Reality Radio. Join me again in a couple of weeks' time, because the next Reality Radio is going to be from Donington Park, where I'm taking a single-seater racing car out for a bit of a spin. So that should be good. I don't know what kind of material I'll be able to get on that, because it will be pretty hard to drive a racing car with a microphone in my hand. But we'll try it. And my phone's ringing, so I better go. I'll speak to you next time. Until then, see you later. Bye!